I always got freaked out as a girl when my mom took me to the post office. It was the collection of wanted posters there. They drew me like a bug to a bug zapper. An electric jolt of terror filled me as I paged through the blurry bank holdup photos, or the different ways the government theorized that the fugitive might disguise himself to escape capture. And don't even get me started on that D.B. Cooper guy or Patty Hearst in the SLA. Zap. So I noted with great interest a few days ago that the FBI had added a new name to its 10 most wanted list, Warren Steed Jeffs. I found his wanted poster on the FBI website. As I write this, leads are coming in, they say, but he hasn't yet been arrested. Mr. Jeffs is wanted on charges relating to his role as the leader of a polygamist sect, as the FBI puts it. His 10,000 followers, they say, live mostly in Arizona and Utah. The followers consider Mr. Jeffs a prophet. The FBI, in contrast, has accused Mr. Jeffs of sexual conduct with a minor, conspiracy to commit sexual conduct with a minor, and rape as an accomplice. I wondered how a young girl might react to Jeff's wanted poster today. He doesn't look all that scary in the poster's three photos. He's smiling and well-dressed and looks very much like an accountant or a schoolteacher, his two former jobs, according to the government. But he, I'd say, is possibly the scariest of all, if the FBI is right. Mr. Jeffs may not be a sunglasses-wearing hijacker or a gun-toting heiress, but if authorities are right, he's had a great life-altering impact on his followers, to put it mildly. An investigative journalist told CNN that Jeffs restricts education for girls from the day they're born. Lest knowledge create too much interest in the outside world and lead them away from the role of one wife. Jeffs, they say, forces many boys out of the group once they reach a certain age, so that the girl-boy ratio will never even out and lead to the horrors of monogamy. And that doesn't even begin to address the current sexual assault charges. There aren't any reported criminal cases about Jeffs as yet, but you get a glimpse into his ways in one key case. In it, a family sued after the sect had tried to force them off land they'd been promised would be theirs forever. The eviction notice came after the mother had refused to allow a 39-year-old married man to take their 15-year-old daughter as his plural wife. Warren Jeffs, the court wrote, called the father to criticize him for allowing the mother to rule over the father. Jeffs also expressed his disappointment that they'd decided against plural marriage for their 15-year-old. He'd been the one who'd originally approached the family with word that the 39-year-old sect member wished to take the girl as another wife. But Jeff's will that the family be evicted didn't win out in the case. The court let the family keep their home. If you go to the NPR website, you'll find there two audio links, both of which they say is Warren Jeffs preaching. The first criticizes wives who are overbearing and urges them instead to build up their husbands by being submissive. That happiness is only in being a strength to a husband. The second audio link, they say, is what caused the Southern Poverty Law Center to name Mr. Jeff's sect a hate group. In both, Jeff's voice is soft, sugary sweet, sing-songy, and slightly self-righteous. It's almost like he set out to sound as right and as wronged and as non-threatening as possible, to lull and lure the easily swayed among us. Uh-oh. Here comes that freak-me-out feeling from childhood again. I'm Amy Guy.